Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people, featuring real-world Dar, Millennial Jen, and not-so-silent Bob. They'll make you laugh, they'll make you think, and they'll always end on a happy note.
In this episode, the question is, if you could have a meal with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why? Jen?
We actually talked about this question before the episode because...
Which we don't usually do.
We don't always talk about it before the episode. And when I saw the question originally, I thought, well, Bob's going to say Jesus and Dar's going to say her mom. And I got to the radio station and I looked at Bob's paper and it said Jesus on it. And I was going to make a joke about it, but it felt inappropriate. But here I am telling you that I was
going to... And I was definitely going to talk about my mom.
So I mean, it was just intuition. So
This is very spooky. We're really kind of wondering what's going on. I mean, are you a mind reader or what?
No, but
do you know us that well? That's even scarier.
No, but I used to do scholarship pageants, and this is kind of a pageant question that people would get if you could have lunch. And the most common answers are Jesus or my mom, especially if you've lost or your grandma.
That, why didn't you say that she would say Jesus and I would say my mom?
I don't know, Bob. I just read the room. No, but
funny.
In pageant circles, there were kind of answers that, your first instinct is to say these common answers, and no offense, but what's that word? What's that thing kids say? What's that phrase? Dang it. I hate when you're recording something and you're looking for a word and the word won't come, so you just keep
basic.
Talking.
Basic. It came to me.
It came to you.
I'm relatable.
Yeah.
Basic. To this generation.
It's a little basic. Yeah. So I'm sorry. I dug a little deeper. Shoot.
So do you really want to answer the question since you can't say Jesus or my mom?
So this is hard. There are so many people that I would love to meet, both dead and alive. And, my first instinct was Dolly Parton because she would just probably be really entertaining and I love her. But I ended up going with, I would actually like to meet someone I'd like to thank. So I read a book back in 2012 called The Gifts of Imperfection. And it's a book about learning to love and accept yourself. And I was really critical and didn't love myself at that point in my life. And so I read this book and it was really helpful in making me become more of a positive person. And anyway, the author's name is Brené Brown, and she's become popular in the last 10 years. But if I could meet anyone, she is alive and she's an author. And I would just like to say thank you for writing that book and for helping me learn to love myself. And also, I would say, would you like to hire me? I'd love to work with you.
So you I might have to send this to Brené.
I think she's busy. But anyway, I would like to thank someone. So anyway, that's my real answer. It's not Jesus or my mom. So
nice.
Because the end.
All right. Bob, you want to go? What do you think about Jesus?
You know what I'm going to talk about. The first thing that popped in my mind when I thought of the topic, the question is, I would love to have met Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And
what would you ask him?
Oh, my gosh. What would I ask
him? What would be your first two questions to Jesus?
Now, that's something I haven't thought about. What would be my first few questions? I don't know.
I would be speechless.
I mean, never basically, maybe I would ask him about a miracle that he did.
Okay.
And ask him, how that... I'd like more information about it, Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I'd really like to know more about?
Sure.
His childhood.
Because
there's not much about that. I would love to know what happened when he was growing up. There's just a couple things. Like a teenager.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what he did as a teenager and things
like
of that
sort.
Like if
he skipped rocks or kicked rocks or...
Yeah. I mean, was he just a regular kid in those days? Whatever regular kids did, I don't know. But
mm-hmm.
I would love to do that. I thought about other people. I mean, I do admire some of our founding fathers in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd want to sit down and have dinner with them.
Yeah.
That was my whole issue. I would, I'd like to be at a speech, where they presented, and I could sit there and maybe ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I want to sit down and have a one-to-one on dinner with them.
Yeah.
Personally, I would probably love to have dinner with my dad. And it's been a long, long time since he passed away. And that would be, I'd like to ask him about heaven and see how that goes. And,
very cool.
Find out what he experiences and stuff like that. Wouldn't you love to know about heaven?
I'll get there. It'll happen. It'll happen someday.
That's what I would ask Jesus about, too.
Okay.
For sure.
Nice.
I would love to know all about heaven.
Go. Cool. Well, Jen is right. It would be my mama. Just like she predicted, but I talked briefly about it on a previous episode, but I just want to hear my mom's voice again. So probably one of the first questions that I would ask her is, what dreams did you have for my life? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What it, you know, I'm not, haven't had a birth to child, but I would suspect that as parents, you have goals or things that you want your children to accomplish or just be self-sufficient, whatever. But I suspected my mom dreamed about things that she wanted. One thing that she definitely said is, get an education. I don't want you to, you know, work really hard like I did. So I would want to hear what she had in mind for me.
Mm-hmm. How long ago did your mom pass away?
2004.
Okay.
So yeah. It's been a while.
18 years.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem that long, but it's been a long time. Yeah. And I met my dad the same year. So yeah. So it would be mom. The other person would be Whitney Houston.
Huh. Yeah. What would you ask?
I would just ask her. I don't know. I just feel like her life got cut short, and her voice was such a gift.
Yes. All right.
And she just got caught up in just bad stuff and bad timing. And
interesting that you would like to have a lunch dinner with Whitney Houston. And you were talking about Dolly Parton, and Whitney Houston did this song that Dolly Parton wrote.
She did. She did a remake.
We could all have dinner together.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Yes.
It'll be fun.
Okay. Right. So it would be Whitney. I think I just want to know more about her life and struggles.
Yeah.
And victories and all that kind of stuff. But I feel like we got robbed because her voice was so amazing, and in just how that passed on to her daughter and loss of her daughter, too. So... yeah, but it was end on a happy note.
Yeah.
Just like
I don't
our
know
podcast.
How to do that. Where do we go from here, you guys?
So yeah, I think we would actually have some really fun conversations, mm-hmm. and exchanges with the people that we've shared.
Anybody else that anybody could think about that you would like
to? Do you guys have any living people you'd like to meet?
Well, you know, Bruno
Mars.
Peter Gene Hernandez. We'll probably talk to him.
Okay.
I would have a conversation with Bruno.
I think this person's not alive, but I was when you were talking about Dolly Parton and you guys
Bob
were talking.
Bob doesn't know enough live people anymore.
No, I don't. You're right. No, but John Denver, for some reason, you know, there's certain connections like you guys were talking about Bruno Mars and stuff that you just, it's almost like a soul connection.
Sure.
With
somebody. Yeah.
And for me, John Denver, I mean, I just connected. I didn't know him. I never met him. But when he died, I felt like a family member died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's hard.
I do have one person. She's a local, mm-hmm. Betty Ann Chavis. If you've never met her, well, this is people that are local, but she is a 87-year-old, still driving a drop-top Mustang in the summertime. And I'm actually working right now to try to do an oral history on her because she has
had... She's amazing.
Amazing life as an entrepreneur, as a dancer, entertainer. She's been in politics and all over the place. So
and she's a great hugger.
She's a great hugger. Yeah. And she's real. Very real.
You know, it's interesting when you like, because it is nice to think about these really big celebrities or Jesus or people that you'd want to meet. But there are people, I think there are people among us that are so interesting that we can meet. I got to meet my favorite, you know, celebrity comedian. Most people have never heard of her, but I got to go to Wisconsin over the summer and meet this comedian that I really admire. And it was so meaningful to actually
meet someone who
did what I, you know, wanted to do and who had children and was living the life. And that was really inspirational to me to meet someone that, you know, is doing neat things, but not, you know, on a worldwide scale, but just people like in our community and in our... Yeah.
Absolutely. We should talk more to each other. I think that we all have, you know, amazing stories and experiences that we just don't take time to sit down with people that maybe like us or different and just have conversations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we always tend towards like celebrities, obviously, because everybody knows them. But you're right. There are people in our communities and that would be equally interesting to have dinner with. So
if you met And I would wonder how I would feel meeting Jesus. I mean, I would be so nervous. Oh my gosh, I don't know if I could handle it.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a good point. When I was waiting backstage,
I remember
to meet
you talking
comedian,
about that.
I was like,
yeah,
I was shaking. Like, it was really nerve wracking for me. So that's a good point that you make. Like, there is an element of nerves and things to meeting someone that you really admire. Mm-hmm. And there's also the fear of them, you know, being different in person than they seem.
Yeah, you that's know, true. A, you get to see character. the true them.
Yeah, very different experience. Anyway. Yes.
Well, cool. All right, I think we'll wrap that up.
Yep.
Yes. All right. Thank you all for listening, and we will share with you soon. How about that?
Okay.
We'll share soon. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Visit genxyi.com. That's genxyi.com to hear more episodes, connect with our hosts on social media, and share topic ideas for future podcasts. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Visit genxyi.com. That's genxyi.com to hear more episodes, connect with our hosts on social media, and share topic ideas for future podcasts.